think about the last 3 years, we've had changes in the profile of the sheep around Australia. Wool production seems to be levelling out, but has still declined from where we were. And we've got a workforce out there with wool classes, handlers and shearers that are probably being better trained, better informed than they ever have been before. So starting right from the grassroots, I think that the level of information that's been getting out to the wool industry has probably been one of the bigger changes and probably the more positive changes that we've seen in the industry in that time.
So does that mean the complaints about, you know, a bit of hessian in a bale or a glove or a singlet?
No, the complaints will always exist. That's part of life. And I think the good thing about that is that, one, we should never be complacent. But number two is that if there are issues that need to be addressed, people are now starting to realise that there are organisations such as ours and others that are willing to address them. So that's a positive change. Even though it might be a complaint, we're getting action, we're getting responses, and today at Oatlands it's been one of those great opportunities to meet people from any district to talk about the issues that they want and get their feedback, which is great.
Being here at the end of the meeting, all sorts of questions. What have you taken on board?
I've taken a lot. I mean, one of the beauties of these meetings is that you just don't know what you're going to be asked. I mean, we ourselves get challenged, and that's fine because we're accountable. And it was actually said here that wool classes are the last people to see the wool before it leaves the shed. So what they do actually influences what the exporter buys and how they perceive the wool. It's actually what makes the industry. It's what gives us the reputation. It's why Australian wool's number one around the world. So I think that the fact that we still have passionate people involved, both on the buying, on the broking, on the selling side of it, and particularly on the exporting and processing side of it, is really what makes this work. So we can never be complacent about that. We need to make sure that we make decisions for the right reasons and in the best interests, both short and long term, for the industry. So I think that they're the important parts of days like today, being involved with people that are here in this room here today.
Well, there are fairly serious machinations going on about the wool selling system, falling volumes, big suggestion for electronic selling and the end of the physical market. What's your response?
I think that's evolution, and I think it's important that people become engaged in those conversations because they need to understand what is happening. Are there better ways of doing things? That's yet to be proven. But how we might be trading in the future and listening to particularly buyers about what it is that they want. Because ultimately, this is a customer relationship here. So our wool classes are customers. They want to hear from their customer what it is that they want and how they might best do it. And hopefully the fallout of that will be that the growers will have the best opportunity to make money because we need them to make money to stay in business.
Well, I'm particularly hearing from the Tasmanian wool industry that farmers, wool growers, want their wool differentiated.
Yeah, and I think that's a good message, and it's a message that's being heard loud and clearly. It's not a commodity. We need to make sure that we can differentiate it one from the other, particularly against some of our competitor fibres, because that is what gives it the extra value.